Okay, so if you would like to call in, you got to turn me down in the back. 3035, you're live on the air.
Hey, Bruce. Hey, Mary.
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
I know it's been a while. I want to congratulate you on everything. I love the new single. Can't wait for the new one to drop. I just wanted to say really quick about Nelly. I don't know what was going on with his ghost pepper. It must have been cold in there, not hot in there. I don't understand why would you put that out. I just don't get that. But, I guess we'll find out. But I just wanted to call in and give you all the hugs and loves because you deserve
Thank
it
you.
All. And congratulations.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you calling in, and thanks for supporting. Bye.
No, bye.
7878, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armira again.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing real good.
Okay, so what's the tea, baby? What you got for me?
Sure. Nelly, you need to just hang it up.
Okay. You like what you chuck it?
No, I'm married.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying if you wasn't married.
I had visions that I might, but I'm not going there. The only person, the only subject I will do, it was Prince. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you had a vision. Okay. All right. Thank you, Boo. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Boo. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye. She said, baby, I had a vision that I sucked it. All right, 5569, you live on the air. 5569. Yes, hey.
Hello, Armand.
Yes.
Yes, I just want to talk about Wendy for a second. I want to say that I'm thinking somebody has control of her money already, and what would it be for her to start her own podcast thing on her own, a whole nother platform?
Yeah, I think it's too late for all of that. Like, Wendy, hell, she barely was showing up to work. A podcast, I mean, she could. It would be nice. But
we don't know how bad she actually is.
Yeah, that's true. But
nobody's heard from her.
Yeah, so we don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. All right.
Thanks, Bo. I can't. She's breaking up. All right. All right. Let's keep another one. 5810, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand. I just wanted to congratulate you for
the dinner,
and I mean, it was so amazing, your story time, and it just inspired me to grab my mic in life, you hear me? And furthermore, I just like to say, I believe Wendy's reign, yes, it's over, but she deserves to be sent off properly. I know the self-destructive behavior, but you say, put some respect on her name. Put some respect on Wendy's name because she is a pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the script for me in the chat, okay, for Nelly. You see with these shrimps in the chat, okay? But that's all I wanted to say. And
Thank
I
you.
Love your content, and I love you.
Thank you for
one,
being
okay?
inspired. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you, okay?
Okay.
And right, continue to grab your mic in live, okay? Hey, Shada.
Yeah, I sure will. Hey, hey. Hey,
bye. 7860, you're live on the air.
First of all, Armand, congratulations on everything. Moving
Thank
to
you.
LA was the move, so pat yourself on the back. You have vision.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get into J-Lo real quick.
Okay.
She triggered me as well because she reminded me of that woman. I think her name is Sandy Newton, the woman that went on this apology spree saying she apologizing for taking Black American roles and men from Black women and stuff. And I just feel like they're kind of cut from the same cloth because they're used to being praised and celebrated in kind of Black spaces. But then they went to white spaces and didn't get the same treatment. And now they're aging out of white spaces. And now all these Black spaces are coming up. And they're not welcome there either. So now they're just kind of left out in the cold. That's all I kind of have to say.
Well, you know what? I like, I think you said that properly. And I like J-Lo,
Thank you.
She turns me, that irritated me. Like, girl, you are $150 million. Like, girl, and with all this privilege that you have, girl, please. I see people kissing J-Lo's ass all over the place. Like, come on. She can literally do anything.
And what
you
said about J-Lo being the Hispanic Beyonce, like, that's Shakira. We all know who that client belongs to her. But it's given to J-Lo because she's more appliable to the American audience. Because Americans are kind of ignorant. You know, we don't like to acknowledge other people from other culture because Shakira is amazing. Like, I don't understand how J-Lo got to perform with Shakira at the Super Bowl. I don't understand that.
Well, thanks, Bo. I appreciate you.
Thanks. Congrats on everything. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right, guys. So listen, I don't want this live stream to be super, super long. So I'm going to end it here. We will probably go over the station head.